Aren't you guys getting tired of collecting sets of plastic toys?
What?
What did you
say?
I'm collecting Thundercats.
You are?
Sets of what toys?
You finished with He-Man? Are you finished collecting He-Man?
Not really.
You finished with Return of the Jedi?
Well, once the new movie comes out, people will be rushing for their Return of the Jedi. So I don't think so.
So how many sets of toys have you got?
1, 2, 3, 4.
More.
No way.
Five.
What?
Cars.
Mm-hmm.
He-Man, Thundercats, G.I. Joe, Star Wars.
Two more.
Pubbles? Creepy crawlies and Pobbles.
Yeah, whole big set.
She-Ra.
You don't have that many She-Ra.
Pobbles.
Well, you had a whole lot of...
Yeah, but Dad, I only have 2 Thundercats.
What do you have the most of?
Yeah.
The first thing you ever got of a collection.
Jedi.
I don't think they have the most of that. I think they have more He-Man now. You forgot Secret Wars.
Yeah.
And Superpowers. And you forgot Star Wars.
He collects that!
You both collect everything.
I hate Star Wars.
He chips in on both of them. He's chipped in on most all of your collections. They're not your
collection. I don't collect Star Wars. I just play with them.
Is that true?
Yeah. He just be a little pig.
Mm-hmm.
You just be a little pig.
And make me buy 2006 books. So, Mark, I collect Garbage Pail Kids.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and he helps you do that.
Yeah.
Garbage Pail is not exactly his thing.
Yeah. I know, and you almost never let me do that.
Yeah, it's true. You get real possessive about it.
He's like,
they're not yours. Everything in that room belongs to 2 boys. Everything. The whole deal. Except for one thing. Tube socks.
Oh no, Ross, Mark's going to start wearing those tube socks.
You like tube socks too?
Tube socks what?
Tube socks? You like tube socks?
Big socks.
The gray fox.
Okay, then they belong to you. Starrier belongs to Mark. You don't want Starrier, right?
And I gave my white socks.
Oh yeah, the shoes belong to.
No, white socks.
Okay. Everything else though belongs to two boys. Capes, karate, books. Oh, books are, no. Some books are Mark's and some books are Ross's.
Yeah, I don't know that. Oh, all of Mark's tennis shoes have been mine.
Okay.
The Tigers, the black ones.
Well, maybe we should buy him some new ones.
And those white ones.
Mark, would you like to have a pair of your own?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to have some brand new shoes of your own?
Of course I will.
You would? Let's get you some. Would you like one just like Ross?
Yeah. Yeah, would you like one athlete foot that has red and black? Like mine?
Nice red shoelaces and everything?
You
like that?
And it
has... I don't know if they have the
marquee size.
No,
don't. He seems to be growing into a line.
Yeah, I think you're right. Very smart one. Okay, do you guys need Picky up here, or can you just walk up by yourself?
Picky up!
Okay, little one, little poor baby goes.
Mouse and the Mickey Mouse riddle book. And actually, Mark knows them all, except for the one about which one has 28 days in it. The answer is all. Who goes to sleep with his shoes on?
Elephants.
So who else?
Elephants.
Some animal that has wears shoes.
I know.
Yeah.
Elephants. Horses.
Good. And how come?
Because they have short shoes on.
Good, Mark. Who has the head of a cat, the tail of a cat, and is not a cat?
A kitten.
Why do you salute a refrigerator? Mark does always gets first chance. Refrigerator. Ross's turn.
Because it's a General Electric.
Very good. Now, Mark, lick the syrup off your fork. Lick the syrup off your fork. The part where you spilled. Lick it with your. Okay, I'll get you a new fork.
New fork. You won't get your hands dirty. I'll get you a nice new fork so you don't get your hands dirty.
You're joking.
Little syrup.
I know, but he picked it up anyway.
Well, I tried.
Now, do you want any eggs or?
No. What bus crossed the ocean?
What?
What bus crossed the ocean?
The Christopher Columbus.
Very good. Where was Mickey Mouse when the lights went out?
In the dark.
Why does a spider make a good baseball player?
Because it catches flies.
Now, do you know what a fly is in baseball?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Fly ball. Mm.
What has many eyes and never cries?
I don't read that one.
Okay, Ross? Oh, Mommy cheated. Mommy got it.
A what?
I'm sorry.
What?
A potato.
Just being a cook, it's something one knows.
What?
No, you read this empty. A potato. That's because Mark doesn't know about eyes of a potato. Sorry, everybody.
And what has one eye and drips without crying?
What?
What has one eye and drips without crying?
Mm-hmm. Do you know that?
Mm-hmm.
From the book?
No.
Is?
A storm. A storm has one eye and drips rain without crying.
Well, you could have said it's very wet but it doesn't cry.
Right.
Where's the
eye of the storm? It's the center of the storm. It's the center of the storm. What dog keeps the best time?
Oh.
This one better.
I hate you.
What is full of holes but holds water? You didn't say it.
Say it, Mark.
What?
What is full of holes but holds water?
Lunch.
What did one wall say to another?
No, Rocky, no.
I love this one. I love this one. I love that one.
I got both of the ones I like. He got both of the ones I like.
You get the second half. When is a sheepdog most likely to go into a house? When is the sheepdog most likely to go into a house?
No.
Yeah. Yes.
No. When the door is open.
Okay. Now Mark's turn. Mark's turn. How do you look at a hippo's teeth?
Very carefully.
Very good. Mark's turn. What is the difference between Donald Duck and an umbrella?
You can't shut. Donald Duck.
No,
you can shut an umbrella.
Right. That's good. Same idea. Ross's turn. Why are fish so smart? Yeah, same as. Why are fish so smart? Ross's turn.
Because they travel in
schools. Okay. Mark's turn. A butcher is 6 feet tall and wears a size 12 shoe. What does he weigh? A butcher is 6 feet tall and wears a size 12 shoe. What does he weigh?
Meat.
Meat, of course. Mommy cheated. Okay, Ross's turn. What do you call a cat who drinks lemonade?
Sourpuss.
Good. Mark's turn. Mark's turn. What 10-letter word starts with gas? Gasoline. No.
Cat. No, I know it. I know it.
You don't get it.
I know it.
Mark. What 10-letter word starts with gas?
I know.
A giraffe.
No, okay, Ross's turn.
Automobile.
Automobile. It's 10 letters and it starts with gas.
Oh, I thought that you looked at the picture.
No, I didn't.
Okay, Mark's turn. On which side of a church does a tree grow?
That side.
Good. When are mice and rats unhappy? Mark's turn. When are mice and rats unhappy? When are mice and rats unhappy? Okay.
When the cat... Oh, when it rains cats and dogs.
Good.
When the cat got their
tongue. You saw me turn the picture.
When their cats got the tongue. That's when they're unhappy.
Okay, Mark.
Oh, I know this.
Yeah, I know. Let Mark do it then. Okay, what did the dirt say when it rained, Ross?
What?
What did the dirt say when it rained, Ross? No, Ross.
This keeps up, my name is Mark.
Okay, Mark. Why is the Statue of Liberty standing in New York Harbor, Mark?
Because it takes it down.
Very good.
Because
what? Mark, what is at the end of Dumbo?
Oh.
Oh.
Letter O. Very good.
What?
Oh, he said
O. Oh, I was going to say Dumbo.
Yeah.
What are the last two words in this book, Mark?
Yeah.
Very good.
But it's not true. Brian, would you like an egg or not?
Me? No, I'm going to have some. I think I'll have some of that mean bread.
You guys, you're in trouble.
Marky, did you get your pancakes? Yeah, you got your pancakes. You finished the cereal. And he went right in the Fuhrer's face.
And I found...
Not to love the Fuhrer is a bad disgrace, so we go have...
I found candy, I found candy.
No, speaking.
I found it on the stairs.
Very good.
Go put it in your box. Who's the Fuhrer? You know the Fuhrer was?
Ross, who's the Fuhrer?
Der Fuhrer.
Der Fuhrer. What?
Der Fuhrer.
Day?
Der.
Der. Oh, I see.
Hitler. Man made World War II. Man made all these things up.
He was in Nickelodeon.
You learn a lot.
I know that.
You really learn a lot. Actually, yeah, they do that, don't they?
Yeah, that's one of their sticks.
Der Fuhrer, right?
Well, bring the cup in here, or the half a cup, and I'll give you the kill. Bring me the cup. Just a cup.
Mug.
Mug.
A mug.
So there was an Indian chief who lived in a huge castle and loved beans so much that he first...
Yeah. He ate a wagon full of beans.
Yeah, really?
And they said, big chief, no fart. Then he said...
What? He said what?
Big chief, no fart. Beans, no fart.
Yeah.
Okay. Next, he said, bring me a truckload of beans.
Mm-hmm.
And then he eats them all up and goes, big chief, no fart. Mm-hmm. Then he says, give me my castle full of beans. And then he eats all the beans and says, big fart, no chief.
I think that's really disgusting. I really do. I think that's really disgusting. Did Mrs. Kuznicki tell you that? Who taught you that? Can I guess?
Yeah.
Tony Savage.
No, he's gone.
Okay. Mark Keller.
No.
Adam.
No.
Jeremy.
No.
Mark McQuinney.
No.
Holly.
No.
Stephanie.
No.
Who?
No.
Oh, you made it up yourself.
No.
Well, then who taught it to you?
I'm not going to tell.
Oh, because you think I'll try to send him to the principal? Mm-hmm. I won't.
And you won't let me ever speak to them again.
No, I won't.
And you'll kill me.
I just want to know who it is. Come on.
You'll kill me for being friends with them.
Who is it? Who is it?
Oh, this one.
I know.
Huh.
It is, what's his name? Jerry Roman. You still talk to Jerry Roman?
Mm-hmm.
Friends?
Mm-hmm.
Would Jerry do something like that?
Mm-hmm.
I want to know who it is.
Mm-hmm.
Dwayne. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, if you don't tell me, then you're in trouble.
Ha.
Okay.
Tell me what you'll do.
You?
Yeah.
Dollar off.
Okay.
Okay, good. Okay, you're down to $8 now.
Tiny!
Tiny.
Tiny.
Back to $9. You lost $1 last night for being bad.
I was being good. Who wasn't?
Oh, is that right, Mark? Is that true, Mark?
I was good.
Mark made. Daddy asked Mark to count the squares, I guess, in the block. He made a...
48 squares.
He counted 48. That was 6 by 8. Made 48. Anyway, Mark made a house in his room. But before he made the house, he made a... What's this called, Mark?
Well, you see, first I made I put a 6 there. Then I put an I and an N. And then I got it all messed up. And then I got put 6. And I put an I and space 2 that's 2. And then I put 8. But I thought it was wrong, but it really was. I mean, it really... It was wrong because it should be 6 bigs. What I mean is 6 big blocks. The 6 should be that 6 bigs, big blocks.
Mm-hmm.
And the 8s were sort of right, but they were little 8s. And 2 8s made 1, and the other 2 8s made 1. The other 2 8made 1, and the other 2 8 made 1.
So how many bigger blocks was that?
What do you mean?
Well, these were big blocks, but when you put 2 big blocks together, you got 1 bigger block, right?
Yeah, and I got 4 big blocks. When I was all done with the whole thing, I started to make the top. I started to make the top.
Top of what?
The top of the building, and when I did it, it had 4 of the huge guys on them. They were really, really huge.
But did you put 6 blocks up on your building? Did you build it 6 blocks tall?
Hmm?
Did you build your building 6 blocks tall?
6 blocks tall?
Hmm. Don't watch the light, Mark. The light's just making you... Did you build your house up in your room? Did you build it 6 blocks tall?
What do you mean?
You told me that you didn't really build it 6 blocks tall. You
3 blocks tall.
Why?
Well, because I didn't have enough blocks because I was going to make a really long one. And and the other reason was because if I did it that big, it would just fall.
Oh, I see. Okay, that's good. So here he's made this plan, 6x8. But when he came around to make the house, instead of making the block 6, instead of making it 6x8, he actually did it 3x8, 8 being lengthwise and 3 being tall, and the 8 was converted into double-sized blocks, so there was really 4. That's on one side of the building, but on the other side of the building is a combination of all sizes. On the front part of the building, you put little blocks. You didn't put any of the biggest blocks. You put some of that big block and then even smaller blocks.
Yeah. What she means is 2 little ones to make a big one.
Mm-hmm. And 2 big ones make a bigger one.
But I have different blocks in my thing. Some are teeny weeny ones. Some are bigger. Some are bigger. Ones are even bigger. And the other ones are even huger. The hugest.
Yes, they're flat.
Yeah, but there's even huge. Oh, those ones. Yeah. No, they're the same size as the big ones, but the other ones that I put for the top of the building were the huge, huge ones, really huge ones.
Okay, good.
What did you say, Martha? Dad, something I want to ask you. He said, sometimes I'm... friends with a girl and sometimes I'm not friends, right? And what?
Sometimes I I'm friends with the girl, but sometimes I'm not. Well.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is that okay to be that way?
Yeah, I think so.
What friends are you not friends with? Girls are not friends.
Ross.
That's not a girl.
He acts like a girl.
Give me a break.
Yeah, he's very. He's going like woo woo woo.
I'm gonna eat a cookie.
Hey,
Mark. That's what your animal still does. You call him a girl?
Yeah.
The wrestler?
Yeah, come on.
Woo woo. Scare off the other guy.
It's just a way of acting, Mark. It's not really like, you know, weird.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, Ross, how about you? What about Tomboy? You asked me if it was okay to have to be friends with Tomboy?
Mama's friend.
What boy?
Would you have been friends with her when you were little girl?
What boy?
Would you have been friends
what
with her?
What boy? What boy? What boy?
Tomboy.
Dad. What boy?
Tomboy.
Dad outside?
What?
What are you doing?
Outside the school.
A tomboy is a girl that plays pretend she's a boy. It's a tomboy. She calls herself Tom. Girl calls herself Tom.
Mom?
Yeah, Mom is a tomboy. It's okay, and if you want to play with tomboys, it's okay.
No.
They don't get mushy. Tomboys don't get mushy.
When we went outside, Brad and Timmy, and Holly and her friends tried to get our hands off her. Okay, well, it's like on a stretcher.
Yeah.
We're stretching Holly, and the boys pick her up, and we're trying to move her, okay? But the girls are like, going, yeah!
Cool.
Yeah,
Does she like all that attention?
Sort of. Mark was on her right arm.
Yeah.
Mark Keller, and, she got, like, a scratch there. So it must have been made from him.
Pretty terrible.
Yeah.
He should have been sent to the principal, don't you think?
He didn't.
Biggs. And yesterday he was talking about the
sugar
his blocks. And he called the big blocks Biggs. so it's fairly consistent.
This started out, Mark said, well, you know, in Indian guides, well, you know, I'm the littlest guy in Indian guides. And in one game, yeah, one game.
I won a race.
A race?
Uh-huh.
And what did you win for winning the race? What did you get?
I mean, I won everything.
You won everything?
I think.
Is that when you got your feather?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What?
You know, I like celebrities the best.
Yeah?
Why?
I don't know, why?
Because they don't give as much crumbs around as hard ones do.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And you don't have such a hard job for
That's
your
true.
Mom.
Have you seen the cat?
No.
Yeah, he's been around a lot. Why?
Oh, no.
What do you need him for?
Oh. Just try it.
He's not flashing light.
One, two, three.
One, two,
four. Oh. Okay, here we are. And this is the night of the 28th.
Did you put the puppy to bed and then he came back down?
No, he went to my dad and started bargaining for more stuff.
We have a puppy that can bargain?
Yep.
two
of them.
Puppies.
You want a pretty yuppie?
Oh, shall we turn this offy offy?
Mm-hmm.
Dog, right?
Everything.
Okay, go ahead.
On Saturday night's main event this last Saturday, you weren't here, Dad.
Yeah. No.
First match, Ginger Dog, the Hayden Kid, and Hulk Hogan.
Uh-huh.
Well, the Hayden Kid is a wrestler, but he's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. This time, even though he has
fuzzy parts fell off.
Really?
Where?
Of Slavia?
The back of his head.
Because you took him into the bath.
That white part. Yeah. I came with him. Yeah, well, it's falling apart anyway. That came with him. Not the falling apart part.
Let me see.
Give it to him. That's the white part right there. Yeah, but those other parts.
That's the boss. Yeah, okay. Thinks it made his eyes fall a little and made all those other dots. What he was describing is the fact that Glock's globulus lost pieces of his over paint coloring. I don't know how to describe it better, actually. But a couple pieces fell off when he put it in the tub.
the presidents from all the world to get together, have this big conference.
Yeah. And just dump the nuclear weapons.
It's like, if you dump yours, we'll dump ours.
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea. They tried to do that.
They would be very unlucky.
Maybe the battle would be unlucky. Right.
I mean, you'd want to die. Because there wouldn't be any food.
Soccer. They're not thinking about it.
Can it be set off?
Maybe it's a defense system. What does that mean?
I don't think they have that.